Dispel any fears that may be at the back of your thinking and bring forward that positive energy, that goodness from within the heart light. And by now, my dear friends, you should, I hope, understand when I say the heart mind, what I am speaking of. Have you any questions before I continue? No. I will never cease to be amazed, my dear friends, that outside of this room there are so many questions. But when we gather together, all would seem to be silent. I will continue then with some other words that I wish to speak to you about this time. It follows from the fear which surrounds your planet again at this present time. All too often, the thoughts succumb to us about the suffering of mankind. Why do certain individuals suffer? Why do nations suffer? The words I wish to express on this are quite simple, and I would like you to listen carefully to what I tell you. Any individual who suffers pain, illness in any form is contributing to your world. I hesitate here to allow those words to sink into your thinking. How can that be? I will tell you. The resolute and peaceful way in which individuals come to accept pain and emotional stress or any kind of illness is walking in the footsteps of those greater ones who understood that in dealing with these conditions, it is helping to raise the vibrations for all of the world. Because in accepting these conditions, the spirit begins to shine forth. And in doing so, in even just one individual, the vibrations of your planet is raised. Do you understand what I am trying to tell you?
Yes. Does that go for all illnesses and disabilities?
It matters not what the obstruction of life is. It is the way in which each individual deals with it, even to the minutest degree.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure we will.
But
see.
In every illness, let us use the word broadly for now, man learns that there is more to existence than at first he thought. He becomes resolute in his way of dealing with any illness. becomes more peaceful in the way he looks at the world. And I am speaking spiritually again, of course, because I hear you say, but not everyone accepts their illness or their disability or their disharmony in life. But I say to you that it is a learning process for the spirit. And when the spirit is learning thus, then the vibration is raised. It is not always something you are aware of, but I can assure you it happens in most cases. Are there any questions on this? Silence again.
I was just thinking there certainly are some individuals. I was watching a young lady on the television. I don't know what had happened to her, but she was learning to walk with artificial limbs, and her courage was quite something.
So her light would shine forth as an example to others.
Exactly.
And she would not be able to do this if she was not resolute in her endeavors. There is a strongness within the individual that comes forth in times of illness and distress, which is not apparent before.
The book could be so bold. I think I can see it in you, Graham. You remain very cheerful.
Yes, I do feel cheerful. I have read about the accounts of other people that have endured various illnesses and disabilities. And one thing that I've read a lot of times is they do feel that they do become more spiritual through their coping with their new circumstances and start to grow to like themselves more through coping.
Yes, and may I say why? Because you realize that each one of you is responsible in some part for your own illnesses. I know, my dear friends, that this has always been difficult for you to accept. But whether it is a condition brought from another time, or whether it be a condition that has manifested in one lifetime, it matters not. What matters is that you accept responsibility for those conditions. And in the recognition comes forth that peace of mind that allows you to deal with this situation. That is what it is all about.
Yes.
But I know, my dear friends, I am repeating words which I have spoken to you of previously. But I do not apologize for the repetition of these words.
It's nice to hear
them here. Because I feel, and especially so, as I have said at the present time, that it is necessary to be reminded of these things. I would ask of you this time, my dear friends, that your thought goes out to the whole of your planet, that your thoughts extend beyond your planet, to the cosmos, that your thoughts extend even farther to all of creation, in order that these vibrations reach out for the good of all. This is no small task for you. Indeed, it is an enormous responsibility. A responsibility that only each individual can seek. Each individual must take responsibility for the thoughts that are given out. But what I would say to you, my dear friends, that responsibility is great. And remember that control of your thinking is a great step forward. And although I know each one of you in your own individual ways has tried, has given help to many, what I must say to you is that there is so much more you can give. First and foremost to yourselves, because do not assume that by giving out to others you must neglect yourselves. What purpose is there in that if you do not feed the spirit that you are? I will say this to you also before I leave you, that each individual individual's own responsibility must always be for the good of his fellow man. I hope, my dear friends, that my words this evening will give you some more to think of, something more to discuss amongst yourselves. And do not forget that there is always available to you information and the help that you need. All that you need to is to ask. Call to me and I will be there. But also know that there are those who stand always close to you, whose only desire is to uplift and to help you every step of your existence. And to them I say, give thanks. I will leave you now, my dear friends, in the knowledge that all around you is of such a bright light. I would wish for you that you leave this room feeling even more uplifted than normal. My love grows ever stronger for you.
Thank you. Yeah, that grows for you, even after that.